one of the gym classes. Fuck! I strayed from the script.
Ooh.
Too much. you cut me off guard. Okay. Okay, I don't know why I decided I had to, like, scooch around.
Yeah.
Right, I'm
like, reposition.
Hello.
Hi, friends.
Hi, everyone. How are we doing?
Hope you good.
Dude, that just made me out of breath.
Oh.
How are y'all?
How are y'all doing?
Anyway, Elena's case that y'all listened to last week, we just recorded it.
Yeah.
So I'm feeling a lot of feelings, and we're all about to feel a lot of feelings together about this one, too, so cheers.
Cheers to that.
I just drank some water, you should, too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so first and foremost, contact information will be in the description.
Mm-hmm.
You guys should rate, review us, and share us,
mm-hmm.
and, I don't know, do all that fun stuff.
Talk to people about us.
Yeah. Okay, so this one, to me, this is a bigger one. This was one of the first. Also, I'm a little bit sick, so if you hear that, I apologize, but I don't think I'm, like, sick to the point where you can't understand me.
No, you're good.
Okay, thanks. Yeah. So, thank you for your validation. this is one of the first, like, cases I really got into when I, like, started deep diving cases.
Mm-hmm.
It's sad, oh. I'll say. So, we're gonna be talking about the death of Kendrick Johnson.
Oh, you know what? I don't want to say this, but this is one of those cases that infuriates me.
Yeah, no.
Makes me very mad.
Yeah.
Anyway, I'm sorry I had that reaction, but that was the reaction I had. So
I'm not sorry. That checks out. I'm glad you had that reaction and weren't like, hey,
I knew exactly who we were talking about.
Oh no, and
ooh.
I'm sure a lot of you listening have. She did a little hand movement.
Mad.
We're gonna talk about it. Okay.
Yeah, we are. We're gonna get into it.
Welcome. This is not. So I feel like I typically like to do a little deep dive because I simply have to know everything, mm-hmm. and if I don't, it stresses me out.
Mm-hmm.
But this is not a deep dive. This is like just scratching the surface. I will probably one day decide I don't need a lot of sleep and keep researching.
Mm-hmm.
Because the shit keeps me up at night. And there is a possibility of more to come. Like a part two situation.
Oh, okay.
Not right now.
Yeah.
But at some point, probably.
Like a longer update.
Not even an update, just going, because there's a lot mm-hmm. you can, like, rabbit hole around in this
situation.
Imagine
this case is a glacier, and we're going to be above the surface.
We are above the surface. This is, like, the bones of the cave. Like, what happened.
Yeah, structure.
Not really anything else. Mm-hmm. Also, I'm trying my best to be unbiased in this situation because there are multiple angles that you can look at this case from. Ludacris, girly, you're very cute with the bell.
Mm-hmm.
She has to clean herself.
She does.
She said, bitch, I'm taking a bath.
If you have cats, you know, they don't give a fuck. When it's time to clean, it's time to clean. And they spend 45 minutes doing it.
The positions she has put herself into. Oh my god! Coochie out and everything!
Uh-huh, yep.
We're jumping in. So we are on January 11th, 2013. Some high school students of Lowndes High School, don't know if I said that right, Lowndes, Lowndes, what the fuck am I supposed to say, you know?
Lowndes
High School, were in the gym. It was a gym class. They were on January 11th.
Mm-hmm.
They got back from winter break on January 9th.
Okay.
So, like, I feel like this is a Friday, the 11th. I don't know why they started back on a Wednesday, but whatever. But if you're in school or have been in school, we've all been in school.
Hopefully you're at an age where you have been in school.
Yes. You know, like, that week after break is kind of like a joke.
Yeah.
So they're, like, taking, like, a quiz in gym class. Like, get the fuck out of here, you know? So these two kids, I believe they're sisters, they were messing around. And they finished a little quiz. So they climbed up on top of those big, like, gym mats that get rolled up. Now, I'm going to try to explain this if you don't know what I'm talking about. So they are, like, that, like, soft floor thing that they have for tumbling or cheerleading. And they are, like, wrestling or anything like that. And they're, like, rolled up. And they're, like, pretty big.
Mm-hmm.
They're these big mats because they're so thick. But they are, that's what they are.
Yeah.
These mats stood like 6 feet tall when rolled up and like put vertically. Mm-hmm. So the kids, the two girls, they were fucking around, climbed to the top of them. And some of these children in this high school would use these mats and store things like that they put in their locker, like textbooks, shoes, clothes, whatever. They would keep them in, under, or around these mats to like hide them because the school charged for lockers. Isn't that crazy?
That's fucked up.
They like rented these lockers out. And some kids, like kids and like athletes especially that had a lot like of shoes. Like for example, I went to school in the pair of shoes I came in, but athletes would have extra shoes at school. Mm-hmm. So they would store their shoes and shit because they charged.
Yeah, no, that's
That's dumb weird. As fuck to me. And Kendrick, the guy from the beginning, we'll get into him. Mm-hmm. Kendrick and his friend shared a pair of shoes, so they like kept them. They were like gym shoes, so one would have class, take them from the mats,
yeah,
throw them back, and Kendrick would have class later and take them from the mats, and they just shared them.
That's smart.
Yeah. So on this day, we're back at the top of the mats with the girls. I think she's like going to lay down or something, and they notice a pair of feet with socks inside this mat. They were like, "What the fuck?" They thought it was a joke. They were like, okay, someone's trying to, like, mess with us. I feel like that's pretty typical. Like, eventually, though, they figured out that they're not moving and this is not a joke. So with the help of their teacher, they knocked down the mat and saw something traumatizing, to say the least. Mm-hmm. Rolled into this mat was Kendrick's lifeless body covered in blood and vomit. His family, who had filed a missing persons report the night prior, was notified of a body being found at the high school. Yeah, that's heavy.
Just sit with that.
Unfortunately, I couldn't find a lot about Kendrick and who he was, but I'm going to tell you guys what I did find. Mm-hmm. He is known for his death because it's strange, to say the least. Mm-hmm. So I couldn't find a lot about like his childhood. But I found a little bit, so here you go. Mm-hmm. Kendrick Johnson was born on October 10th, 1995. Is that your sister's birthday?
October 9th.
Oh.
But he's a Libra.
Hey, Kendrick. Kendrick Johnson was born on October 10th, 1995, and he was a high school sophomore or junior. I saw a couple different reports. That's another thing about this case. I don't know what the fuck is true and what isn't. With almost anything.
Oh, yeah.
Because the media portrays it one way, the police portray it another way, and then there's, like, rumors and shit mixed in there. Mm-hmm. So there's a few different things that I say where I'm like, it could be this or this. I don't know.
And different reports at different times.
So he was, at the time, he was 17, and he was a sophomore or a junior.
Yeah.
He went to Lowndes High School in Valdosta, Georgia. Hey, Georgia! Hey, Georgia.
Boy.
Hi, Georgia. Yeah. So Kendrick played three sports. He played basketball, football, and track. If you know this case, you probably know that one picture of him with the basketball. Mm-hmm. Very handsome guy. Mm-hmm. I didn't mean that in a weird way. He's just a handsome guy.
Yeah, no, he's just a nice looking guy.
He looks like a good kid. Anyway, he was said to have been a very talented, particularly football player. And I don't know anything about football. So I don't have any comment on that, but I love it for him.
Yeah.
Love it. He lived with his parents, Kenneth and Jacqueline. I believe she went by Jackie. And he has at least one sister, but another source that I found said he was the youngest of five. So I'm not too sure.
That's what I thought too. I thought he had more siblings, but whatever.
I know one sister is involved in, like, the investigation.
Yes. He has at least one sibling. Yes.
Yeah, we'll just say that. He was known to be, like, pretty popular, and he, like, everyone was just like, no, he was just a very, very sweet kid, mm-hmm. and he liked math, which I thought was cute.
Oh. Because
who the fuck likes math?
Exactly.
He was known to his friends and family as KJ, so I'll be calling him one or the other. Mm-hmm. On January 10th, the day before he was found, he went to school, like, every other day. At around 1:09 p.m., he was seen entering the gym on surveillance video. He was not seen leaving the gym. Later that night, at around 1:30 p.m., his mom got worried. She wasn't worried beforehand because she was, because he was planning on going to a basketball game after school. And it's when he didn't call to get a ride home, like he was supposed to, that she knew something was wrong. So she got into her car and drove to the high school.
As she should.
Period.
As she should.
Kenneth, his father, was out of town that night for work, so she was unfortunately alone. I feel like that's always how it goes, and that sucks.
Yeah.
We have covered, on more than one occasion, cases where the father was out of town for work, and they have to get that call.
Yeah.
Are you fucking kidding me?
Fuck no.
Anyway, but it makes it even worse for her, because she's alone dealing with this. Mm-hmm. So, she got into her car and drove to the high school like she should. And by 11:30 that night, she knew something was really wrong. He knew to be home by then, on a school night, and so she called the police. Mm-hmm. She was told, quote, KJ was probably with friends or with a girl. We need to stop doing this.
No, it doesn't even fucking matter. He's a minor.
I don't give a fuck.
It doesn't matter.
I don't care. I know my kid.
Yeah.
Stop it.
Believe stop doing that. The parent. You are just stepping into this. You don't know them.
You just don't want to do paperwork.
This person knows
this
them.
This is your job.
Trust them. Trust people.
I don't want to do my job every day, but I do.
Exactly.
Okay? Elena doesn't want to do her job every day, Jeez. But she does. Get your shit together.
Like, how much more fucking crime is going on right now? Like,
alas, a missing persons report was filed, though.
Good.
Which is good. I will say, I feel like police typically will do the whole, oh, you need to wait a whole 24 hours. That's false. You don't have to do that. But you are taught to believe police. Mm-hmm. So people are like, oh, really? Mm-hmm. I'll come back in 24 hours.
Nope.
Nope.
Don't have to.
Fuck that. I'm filing my son missing now.
Mm-hmm.
That's right, Jackie.
Mm-hmm.
So by 8:30, then the following morning on January 11th, Jackie, she drove school buses for the district as well, but she drove to the high school looking for answers. She's like, where's my son? Initially the police seemed to take this seriously. By 8 a.m., officers were already at the school working the case, printing photos, talking to people, trying to find him. So luckily they did kind of take it seriously.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, KJ was already found unresponsive in the mat. Around 10:30 a.m., the office... Or I'm sorry. Yeah. Hmm? Mm. The officer.
Mm.
Sorry. Typo. Around 10:30 a.m., the officer that was already at the school was notified of the students finding the body. He was found swollen and bruised. I don't look these photos up. I'm not going to tell you what to do.
I've seen them. They suck.
And Elena hates looking at crime scene photos.
I was obsessed with this case for a little bit, so mm-hmm. I did look up these photos. No.
Don't.
Look up the pictures of when he's alive and remember him
Look
that
up
way.
Who he was.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you tend to look up crime scene photos, I still don't recommend it. I'm going to kind of describe to the best of my ability what he looked like. We're going to talk about this later, but it is also important to remember he was upside down, and a lot of the photos that are, like, public, which is a separate issue, but a lot of the photos that are really out there, I believe they were post-autopsy, which adds some trauma to what people look like.
Yes.
But his face is incredibly swollen, his eyes and lips especially. He looks almost disfigured. It looks like there's, like, cuts kind of on his face and chest and neck, and there's bruises and discoloration, and I believe he has some wounds on his, like, fingers as well. Mm-hmm. I don't know how else to describe it.
Yeah, I mean, that's...
Basically, from the chest up, he doesn't look like a person anymore, and it's horrible.
And as soon as she brought up this case, those were the first pictures that flashed to my mind. Like, you will not forget these pictures.
If you know the name, you know exactly who I'm talking about and what. You know what I'm talking about.
Yep.
And if you don't look it up.
It's a clear image, and it's horrible. And like you said, it's fucked up that they're even out there.
Yeah, there is a documentary called Finding Kendrick Johnson. I haven't watched the full thing, but what I watched, I liked it so far. But they do show these images, and even images I haven't seen,
mm-hmm.
without really any warning, which I was like, oh! I was at my work in my break room, and I went, oh my god. It's jarring.
Mm-hmm.
And then very sad, because then you're like, holy fuck.
Yeah.
That, it's a 17-year-old kid.
Yeah.
Yeah, so sorry about that. Jackie is already at the school. She is sitting in an office, and she has no idea what is going on in the gym. She finds out her son's body was found by overhearing a phone call in this office. Mm-hmm. And they immediately turn the school into a crime scene. Something to mention. While they turned it into a crime scene, they were not wearing proper personal protective gear.
They never are.
They never... Please cover your shoes. They never There's are. Dirt on there. Like, just, again, I say, do your jobs, mm-hmm. please.
Mm-hmm. At the bare minimum.
Yes. Anyway, so we are in the old gym. I don't know if I mentioned it before. We're in the old gym. They had a new gym. It just, the old gym, doesn't matter. Mm-hmm. And in this gym, two pairs of shoes are found. Elena, since you know this case, if I get anything wrong or if I miss anything, please tell me. Okay. So these two pairs of shoes are found. According to the legitimate police report, one Nike shoe was near the bleachers. And it was with or around stains that looked like they could be blood, possibly. Mm-hmm. It did test negative for blood, so no sample was taken. I didn't know how this is how they did it, but I listened to, what was it? I believe it's called Crime Weekly. Mm-hmm. It's a podcast and a YouTube channel. One of the hosts is a police sergeant, so he, like, has that perspective. Mm-hmm. And I guess when you're at a crime scene, you, like, initially, if you find something that's, like, could be blood, could be something else, you spray it with something, and then it, if it changes a color or reacts in a way, you're like, oh, we should take a sample.
Okay.
To my knowledge, it'll change if it's blood. If it isn't, they won't take a sample because it's like, oh, it might be dirt or something.
Okay.
Yeah. That's what happened here. So this second pair of black and white Adidas shoes were a size 9.5. They were both the same size. One shoe was outside of the mat. The other shoe was at the bottom of the mat KJ was found in, where his head would be. Remember that placement. It would, if the mat was vertical, it would be under his head. Directly. Here is the weird part. In the crime scene photos, the Nikes are also thrown in the mat with Kendrick by his feet / calves. So while... The way they found him, the mat was knocked over because the students and the teacher knocked it over. His body was kind of, like, pushed out a little bit because of gravity and how all of that works. These shoes were photographed with his body still in there. His feet were here. The shoes were right next to him. So, again, if he was vertical, they would be right next to him, pretty, like, tightly compressed. But that's weird. It's an inconsistency. There was also bloody tissues found in the girls' bathroom, and blood was found on the wall 40-ish feet from Kendrick, if you understand distance. Mm. The wall blood tested positive. The tissues also tested positive.
For Kendrick's blood?
For blood.
For blood.
Okay. Yes, sorry, I should clarify. They both tested positive for being blood as it is.
Period.
Yes. So the coroner arrived on scene, but 4 hours after the body was discovered.
Long time.
That is too long of a time.
And he's already been there.
For 21 hours. Mm-hmm. The coroner said that he was not called until 3:45. They found his body, I think it was like 10-ish. Mm-hmm. They also said that his body was, or I'm sorry, the coroner also said that the body was, quote, noticeably moved and that the scene had been compromised, end quote.
Noticeably moved. Say. Mm-hmm.
So, autopsy time!
Alright.
In this report, his... I'm really sorry. Mm-hmm. I'm not gonna get to my... Again, my scale is skewed, I'd say. Mm-hmm. Desensitized. But, I don't think it's that bad, but it's reading it out loud feels weird. So, his head was in a pool of blood, and he was lying on his left side with his left arm... Like, on the side of his body. Mm-hmm. And the right arm partially covering his face.
Yeah.
And his fingers were curled. Dried blood was all over his nose, mouth, eyes, face, neck, and chest. The single Adidas shoe that was found in the mat Remember that? Remember how I said the place it was important? Mm-hmm. It was because it was found in a puddle of blood without much blood on it. There was, like, a drop of blood on it on, like, the side in a strange position. But you would assume that there would be more blood on it.
If he's actively bleeding, it's going to be full of blood.
Yeah. And you, again, you can see these pictures. Mm-hmm. It's evident that it is on top of the blood. It's weird. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, the official cause of death was positional asphyxia, and they made this ruling after about a day. I don't know much about autopsies, but from what I do know, I'm pretty sure it takes longer than that. Mm-hmm. So that's a quick assumption to make. Because the cause of death was positional asphyxia, that means that it's an accident. It was ruled as an accident, basically. So during investigation, surveillance video is recovered, which is a good thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Surveillance video. At 8:33 a.m., we see Kendrick walk into school. And then I mentioned earlier at 1:09, Kendrick enters the gym. The gym had a few kids in it playing basketball, and I believe someone walked in around the same time as Kendrick. Like, either right with him or, like, right behind him, but someone walked in similar time period. Interestingly enough, though, no one witnesses or comes forward with witnessing him going into the mat. Oh, I'm angry. It's fine. So, there are 4 cameras in this gym. All of them are motion sensored. But 2 are missing 1 hour and 5 minutes, beginning to record again at 1:09 p.m., same time Kendrick walks in. And then the other 2 are missing 2 hours and 10 minutes each, and they start recording again at 1:15 and 1:16. So no cameras of the 4 picked up the times that we needed to see. Interesting. So parents and friends are like, this makes no sense.
No.
We want a second autopsy. In June, KJ's body was exhumed and a second autopsy was done. This autopsy listed his cause of death as, quote, unexplained, apparent, non-accidental blunt force trauma. I'll probably talk about that a little bit at the discussion, just because there's just two opposing opinions. That's a long
cause of death.
And, yeah. That's a title. Bless you.
Yeah, thank you.
To me, this is a very weird part. I don't like this. And I don't know what it means, but I don't like this. Mm. So during the second autopsy, his organs were not there. He was stuffed with newspaper, and his organs had been, quote, destroyed through natural process, and discarded by the prosecutor before the body was sent back to Valdosta? However I said earlier. And this was according to the funeral homeowner. That feels weird to me. I guess, okay, typically, I looked into this a little bit. Typically, the organs are taken out and examined. You know, they weigh them, they see what's going on. And then they're placed in a bag with formaldehyde, I believe. Mm-hmm. And then everything's put back.
Yes.
Unless they have, I'm pretty sure, and I listened to the Morbid episode on this as well, and Elena, the host, one of the hosts, she's an autopsy technician, so she does this shit. And she was saying that if whatever happens to the organs, the family has to know that consent is a part of that. Mm-hmm. So whatever happens to the organs, like, I guess it's not impossible for them to be somewhere else or to be destroyed or anything like that. That's possible, but that would be written somewhere.
Documentation.
It would be documented in some way, especially in 2013. Come on. Mm-hmm. Every one of Kendrick's organs were missing. His eyes, his brain, his heart, his liver, his lungs. Every one of them. And apparently the funeral home had signed off that his organs and belongings were sent with him, but they were not. That one, I also saw that it was the medical examiner. So somewhere, somehow, someone's lying.
Someone put that they were there and they were not. Someone
signed that the organs were in the body and that his belongings were with him. And they weren't.
No.
So somebody fucking lied. Who lied? Mm-hmm. Anyway, after months of protesting, the family was like, we want a homicide investigation, mm-hmm. as they should. Somehow, some way, a third autopsy was done and stated his cause of death to be accidental positional asphyxia, but was later changed to undetermined. So that's weird. Mm-hmm. I have a few things that I have titled, "It is important to mention," in all caps, "It is important to mention that two fellow students of KJ's are brothers, and their father is an FBI agent. One of these students allegedly had gotten into arguments and or fights with KJ before. I don't think that there's evidence that they were seen together on the 10th, but I don't trust anyone or any evidence here, ever. Mm-hmm. You know? So I don't know what's going on. It is also important to mention that Kendrick is a black man in southern Georgia who has experienced racism before.
Oh, yeah.
I've seen a lot of Reddit threads, a lot of articles, a lot of reports that don't think that matters. But I think that's stupid. It matters at least a little bit.
I think it matters a whole lot of it.
The location alone. Mm-hmm. And it's just that's part of him, too. Yep. So it's like, that does matter. Fuck off. That matters. Anyway, my last "it is important to mention" is that over the years, there were a few people that allegedly confessed to the crime or said they knew someone that confessed to the crime, but anyone mentioned and brought to the authorities' attention was cleared. That's where my research ended on that, because that would then be a two-parter, which you may get one day, but today's not that day. So I'm not even going to talk any further about that, because that's another theory I can't go into right now. But in 2021, also do your own research, make your own opinions, whatever.
Yes.
In 2021, the case was reopened and then closed again, stating that he died of an accident in January of 2022. I don't have anything else. I have two theories and then, like, discussion points, so I don't know what else to talk about.
Yeah.
Again, do your own research.
Otherwise, yeah, it makes it a deep dive.
And I can't do that right now.
Yeah. No, that, I mean, like Katie said, do your own research, make your own opinions. I have my own opinions, but I'll save them for the discussion.
So we have one theory that it was an accident, and then we have the other theory that he was murdered.
Yep.
And the theory that the family believes is that he was murdered.
Yep. There's only two sides to this story.
That's where I disagree, because there were people that allegedly confessed, and there was one that I heard.
No, I'm saying either died by accident or murder.
Oh, sorry, my bad. That's it. No, you're right. you got it.
There's only two sides to this coin.
There's only two ways he died. Mm-hmm. The fuck else? It's not natural causes, I'll tell you that.
Exactly.
Because there's no way he naturally was in that position. can't do this right now.
No.
Accident or murder, those are our theories. 21. You have to be 21.
21.
Stop it. Not true.
Can you do something?
I knew the minute I said that, I knew you were going to say some stupid shit. I do know that song, then.
Mm-hmm. That's a good one.
Yeah, if you're over the age of 21, come join us. We're going to smoke weed legally, because we live in a recreationally legal state.
Yep.
Where you can smoke marijuana legally.
And if you don't, nerd.
Gotcha!
Gotcha!
Nah, but like, just don't be dumb. We say it every fucking week. Come on.
Please don't.
Yeah. All right. Goodbye.
We'll see you soon.
Hi.
Hey, friends. Sorry, I said that so weird.
Hey, friends. Yeah, we're sad. Mm-hmm. It's fine. Mm-hmm. So I guess I'll go into the theories a little bit. The accident theory has many more bullet points than the family's theory of murder. Mm-hmm. The murder theory is that he was murdered, rolled up into the mat, and then local and federal authorities are covering it up. That's a branch of the murder theory.
Yes.
But I feel like that's the most common. It's that or accident, I feel, typically.
Yes, yeah.
So let's talk about the accident. The accident theory is that the mats were moved over winter break. I mentioned this earlier. Winter break ended on January 9th. They came back to school. And, like, maybe cleaning people were hired or something, or they just used that opportunity to move all these mats. There were, like, 20 mats, and they were moved. So the shoes that Kendrick and his friend used were also moved from where they usually kept them. So KJ would need the shoes, so he gets up to the top of these stacked mats and he walks along the top. And then he finds the shoes. And then he reaches into the mat, but they're too tall because they're fucking 6 feet tall and he's only 5'10". And he gets stuck. And then so he gets stuck and dies of positional asphyxia. Interestingly enough, his shoulders were 19 and a half inches wide. Mm-hmm. And the opening was 14 to 14 and a half inches wide. So what they say is that he dove in.
That's a whole lot of space unaccounted for.
He dove in to make his shoulders smaller, mm-hmm. like with one hand or you know, when you dive into a pool, mm-hmm. I'm doing it right now. You can't see.
Yeah.
But it makes your shoulders slimmer.
Yeah.
So he dives head first into concrete in a hole in a mat that's too tall mm-hmm. and gets stuck and dies. I think that's bullshit.
No one is taking attendance for this kid.
There were literally kids playing in the gym. Playing basketball.
Yeah.
If I don't give a fuck what happened, if he was put in there, or if he was in there, he'd be screaming.
Oh, yeah.
Because the minute, and I did see the way that his shoes are positioned, I'm like, I could see if he was in that position head first. And, I mean, you wouldn't go unconscious right away. All the blood rushes to your head, and then you'd go unconscious. Mm-hmm. But I could see, him kicking his feet mm-hmm. and, kicking his shoes off. I could see that. But he'd be screaming. He'd be thrashing to the best of his ability. Someone would fucking notice. It was during a class.
I mean, I don't know how big these mats are, but I feel like he was, a pretty built kid.
He was strong.
Knocked it over. He could have flung his weight, you know what I'm saying? And, knocked it over to be able to shimmy it out. Yeah.
No, I don't think that's possible.
No?
No, not at all. I think you're wrong. Sorry. Because if they were stacked in 21 right around each other, and they were in the middle. I don't know which one they were in. But also, if he's upside down, the fuck would he do that, bitch? If he's upside down, stuck.
His feet are out.
Not all the way. He's 5'10". He can get all the way in there. His feet were out because when they knocked it over, he slid out. At least I think. I might be wrong. I don't know. If he's 5'10", because the shoes would be at the bottom, so his whole fucking body would have to be in there.
If the mats are 6 feet and he's 5'10", that leaves 2 inches for a shoe.
For his toes?
No, what I'm saying is that if the shoes are here and his, the shoes are not 2 inches, they're bigger.
Yeah.
And he's above the
shoe. But he definitely...
So his feet are out
of the mat. I guess, but his knees would have to at least be in. And I'm like, that's where you'd get your leverage. If his knees were out, I'd be like, okay, I could, first of all, if you walk into a gym and you just see feet and knees, get out of here. Oh. That you're just leaving them. Shut the fuck, that's so mean. I didn't see shit. That's horrible. That's horrible. This is not a laughing matter. It's not, this is not funny at all. But if there's something to laugh at, it's the idea of walking in and seeing a fucking kid with their little feets up. Just kicking, but you'd notice. Someone would hear him. There's cameras!
Obviously not. Not this time.
Oh my god. The cameras alone, I can't. And people are like, oh, they're motion censored. They were playing basketball.
There's a lot of motion.
What the fuck do you mean? He'd be moving.
Uh-huh.
Because I do believe you when you say, he'd be thrashing the fuck around. I don't know how successful it would be, but he'd be trying.
Yeah. I mean, humans just have the instinct to survive. So
right.
He would be doing anything, especially once he realized that he was in a very compromising position.
And once he realized he was stuck.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, so I was gonna say something else fucked up, but I probably shouldn't say that. Maybe I'll say that later.
That's a Patreon joke.
That's an app.
that's fucked up. That's also fucked up.
Oh no.
Okay.
That's a good one. You know what? Maybe we'll start saying that so that people will want us to make.
If you guys want really fucked up jokes about anything, we're not saying we're not making a joke about Kendrick.
No.
But I am making a joke.
No, not about that. Yeah. But
no, never. Never about the victims. But everything else, absolutely.
I will tell you my fucked up perpetrator jokes.
Oh, 100%. Uh-huh. You guys are forced to listen to those.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. I don't even remember what we were talking about, but... Oh, he'd be thrashing.
Yes, yeah, yeah. And the motion.
And he would. And he would. Yeah. Oh, my God, the cameras. Don't get me fucking started. So I do have some discussion points to jump off of.
Okay.
We've already been chatting.
Yeah.
But... Chatting. And I don't even know if these are discussion points. I'll just go in bullet order. Bullet point order. I mentioned earlier, if you look up these photos, you'll see how swollen he is, and immediately you would think that he was beaten. Mm-hmm. But it is important. I mentioned this earlier because I do think it is very important to remember, no matter how he got there, his body, he was upside down. Mm-hmm. He's going to be swollen.
Yeah.
Whether it was an accident or whether it was a murder, mm-hmm. he'd be swollen.
Oh, yeah.
So I just wanted to put that out there because I see that side, and I don't want people, because I feel like people are also mean, like, yeah. You can't tell me it doesn't not add up.
Ugh. Exactly.
Like, anyway. Let's say he did die from an accident. In all caps. How did he get in there so tight?
Yep.
His shoulders were wider than the hole.
I feel like that alone should be a very convincing point.
That's everything else. I'm like, okay, I could see that from either side, but he can't.
He could not.
It's fit. To the point that I'm like, I want someone to make this, like, in my, if with my bodily proportions, I want someone to make a thing so I can try it myself.
Yeah.
Because you can't, I don't, what do you mean? I'd have to do it myself to know that it's possible. I'm not going to believe anyone.
Yeah, no.
Because no way, that's a 5-inch difference.
Which is a lot.
He can't wiggle that much.
No.
And why would he wiggle that much?
If you told me even... an inch.
That would be pushing it.
Right.
I would be like, ugh.
That's a tight squish. I mean, imagine squishing yourself
uncomfortable.
An inch on either side. That's uncomfortable.
Yeah, like, I
now
feel like...
Now do, like, 2.5. Like, no, dude. You're squished.
Uh-uh.
How are you even moving
and he's muscular.
Your hands like that?
Also...
You know?
Let's say it's an accident. He gets the shoe. Again, I mentioned... The mats are 6 feet fucking tall.
Yes.
The shoe, let's say 6 inches off the ground. How tall do you think shoes are?
Six inches off the ground.
I'm going to do six because it's easier for math.
Perfect.
6 inches off the ground. That's 5.5 feet. Mm-hmm. So his feet are then out 5-ish inches. Mm-hmm. What is that? Like, if my feet are pointed, it's my whole foot. A good amount
my
of his body.
Is 5 inches. So...
95% of his body is in the tube.
Yeah.
In the mat. How the fuck did he think he was going to get out? Yeah, that's funny. But for real, you think he was that stupid? I know he's a teenager, but you dive in. How are you getting out? You're going to grip with your toes? No, you're fucking not.
I don't mean to say it like this, but I feel like he's smarter than that. You know
he is smarter than that.
Like, I want to give him that credit because I feel like most people are smarter than that. No, even the dumbest people I know probably might not do that. So that's
just a bad idea.
I think it's hard for me to believe that, not only because of the size of the hole, but also just the thought process that the many other thought processes that he could go to. Like, you could knock over the mat.
Or even, I know there's a lot of mats, but you could knock them all down. You could get your friends to help you.
They're Nikes? Nikes are nice shoes. I'm gonna go get my shoe. Like,
it's gym class!
Exactly.
It is time for gym!
Like...
It's so stupid.
And I feel like since it's also a known thing that people put stuff there...
It is, yeah, for sure.
People would know how to move them and
he also, there was also stuff found, like, there's, like, a folder and a textbook and, like, a sweatshirt also found that I think were his. So it's, like,
he kept
they
stuff
did
here.
This.
He was familiar with these mats.
Yes.
He knew how to move them.
And it's also, like, I know it's only the, maybe he, like, didn't need his gym shoes for the first couple days back from break, but, like, he would have gone back to that spot if his textbooks were there. Mm-hmm. So, like, he would probably know where his shoes are. Mm-hmm. I hate this case. And why did they do this?
The fact that the shoes were found separately makes me a little...
Yep. One in, one out. How'd that happen?
Because, okay, so say a cleaning crew came in, whatever. Cleaning crews are meant to clean, so they're not going to be, like, throwing shit everywhere. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So,
also, if the shoe was out before, he would have noticed it. He would have seen it.
There's one other shoe people all the way away it. From him. Like,
yes.
So, how did he get to this shoe?
My next point is actually the shoes, period.
It just doesn't make sense.
Nothing makes sense. And then Nothing makes sense. This is one of those cases where the more you look into it, the more confusing it gets. Mm-hmm. An issue I have with this case, according to my bullet points, is that it was ruled an accident from day one. Mm-hmm. So no evidence was collected or taken. And they didn't look at it as if a crime had occurred because they didn't believe a crime had occurred. Yeah. So if the investigation was thorough and legitimate and you came to this conclusion, I'd believe you more. But right now, why am I believing you?
Right.
The fuck? The inconsistency, the police report is different from the crime scene photos. Why? What's that about? Why is the footage doctored?
Yeah.
Doctored? Doctor?
Yeah.
Why is the footage wrong?
Staged.
Edited.
Yeah.
Why is the footage edited?
Altered.
Why is the footage altered? Altered. Yeah. That's the one.
Why is it altered? Why is there no footage?
What? If motion censored, why no record?
And why are similar times gone?
What happened?
Like, if you told me that one camera cut out for 37 minutes and another one cut out for 96, like, then I'd be like, okay, your cameras are faulty.
Or they're in class.
Exactly. Or something like that. But when they all cut out for around 2 hours, the two that were 205 and the two that were 210.
Mm-hmm. That makes no sense. I am thinking, I'm like, I don't know how big this high school was, but Elena and I went to a high school that was, what, 4,000 people? 2,000?
Two.
It was like two, that's still a good amount of people. Mm-hmm. There was not a single building, there was not a single room in that during school hours that a child didn't walk through at one point during the day within a 2 hour period. Mm-hmm. So like those cameras, if they're motion censored between 2 hours, they should have picked something up.
Oh yeah. And 1 hour maybe.
Yeah. Two, like that could be a class two, or like an extended class.
And all at the same time?
What the fuck? But only two of them. But only two of them.
But only two and then the other two.
I believe they were separate. Well, I actually don't know about that. Never mind. That'll be in part two.
I think there was four. I think there was four.
There was four, but I think, I don't know if they cut out at the same, like, 2 hour time period. Mm. Or if it was like one had 2 hours in the morning, one had 2 hours in the afternoon. Yeah. Mm,
okay.
Again, part two. I'm doing this. I've decided. I don't know when, but I'm doing it. There's too many things to talk about. My head hurts. yeah. Nothing makes sense. Again. I don't like the cameras. The cameras don't make sense.
I am not going to say anything because the people who were accused of this crime have sued people for defamation.
I did not even say your name, girl. But don't you worry. I don't know who you are.
But I believe that these people have ties to law enforcement, that something happened with that footage that law enforcement knows about that we don't.
I also...
Not going to say anything more than that,
but... I think the fact that... And I don't know if one or both of these people that I mentioned earlier that I don't know what their names are or anything like that, mm-hmm. if they are involved, they have the ultimate connection to erase anything that they wanted to. This case could have gone, hypothetically, exactly how an FBI agent with connections could have wanted it to go.
Right.
They can make anything a fucking reality.
And I'm not saying, you know, that cops do this regularly or whatever. I'm not gonna bash cops right now.
Not right now.
But if there are people who cover up crimes well, those people happen to be in law enforcement. Like,
yeah, we're not saying that happens all the time.
Right. There's good cops, there's bad cops, I know.
Of course.
I know.
There's good and bad in everything. We know this. But you can't deny that if someone were to cover up a criminal investigation...
You can't deny that this is a...
That it's fishy.
It's a good theory. It's got legs to it.
It's fishy, mm-hmm. is what it is. Mm-hmm. It don't sit right.
Mm-hmm. I don't like those... That group of people doesn't sit right with me. And the things that they've done around this case. But...
I didn't even really look into that. Mm-hmm. That, because there's the theories and then there's the sub-theories.
There's the theories, there's sub-theories, there's theories that intertwine, there's theories that lead you to other theories.
Haven't gotten that far.
Every theory will make you question something.
It's because, one of those fucking cases.
Because it's one of those cases, it's a jigsaw puzzle, but none of the pieces match each other. Like...
That's how I view all puzzles.
But they're all in the same box, and it's so fucked up. Like, what do you mean? What do you mean? Three autopsies, and none of them are the same?
Yeah, for real. Fuck? I mean...
The fuck? So be honest, even count... Not counting, but even the two autopsies, the last two, it's hard because his organs were not there.
Right!
The first autopsy was the best... And cause of death can be literally anything. And any of your organs can tell that to a coroner, an autopsy technician, whoever is investigating this. So it's like, if someone dies of a brain aneurysm, if you don't have their brain, how are you going to fucking know?
I'm also not a doctor. I don't know if that's how it works.
I'm not a doctor.
That would make sense. It doesn't, nothing adds up, dude. What else did I have? I had, from the person I mentioned before that was in the Crime Weekly podcast, his name is Derek Levasseur, and he said, this is about the racial aspect. Mm-hmm. I don't want this to become the entire conversation, because I don't think it's the entire conversation, but I do think it's a part, so we're going to talk about it. Mm-hmm. He said it best, and I'm just going to read directly what he said. He goes, quote, "We have a black victim in a southern state, and you have a lot of white police officers looking to this case. So we know historically there's already an issue there. I looked up the demographics, and I believe this community was, I want to say like 54 to 56% black. And I want something in the 40s% white. Everything else was accounted for as well. But the vast majority of this population was black, but the police were all white. So that... I don't really want to hear anything about anything, but I feel like the police or people that are providing that safety and that law enforcement to a group of communities should look like the group of communities.
Of course.
At least one person that recognizes the position that they're in.
And not white people and majority black is majority. There's other people who live in this neighborhood.
And I might be wrong. There might have been officers of color. Mm-hmm. I don't know. But from my knowledge...
From who investigated this case.
Yes. And it's... I do think that's an issue.
Uh-huh. And also, there is just things that say... And, you know, it's not to say that... race plays a big part in a lot of people who are not white. Because of white people. So...
I get it. Sorry.
So there's things that white officers might not be able to, like, relate to in that same way, dealing with victims of color. And not to say that there's not people out there who are able to, you know, get on that level. But what I'm saying is that there should have been more people who looked like Kendrick advocating for Kendrick in those spaces.
That wasn't his family.
Exactly. That was not his family, because a lot of the time officers will just be like, well, that's the family they're grieving, you know, like, which is understandable, but they're the ones who knew Kendrick. And in those spaces, they were the only ones who were able to relate to Kendrick on that type of level.
Right.
And it's so sad.
I think it's fucking irresponsible to say that that doesn't play a part, at least in the investigation. And honestly, from what I found, the family just wants a fucking answer that makes sense.
Right.
Like, They're not asking for much. I feel like if there was a legit, like I said earlier, if there was a legitimate, honest investigation and it came to being an accident, maybe they'd believe it. Maybe I'd believe it. Maybe anyone would. Mm-hmm. But it's like, this doesn't add up. Mm-hmm. It doesn't.
From the very beginning, it does not add up. First of all, you as a police force are there to serve and protect. So if they come to you and they say, hey, my kid's missing, your job is to look for that kid. Like, not, I'm talking about the night before.
Yeah.
Not tell them, like, oh, they're probably just with a friend or something. Which, granted, most teenagers probably are.
Sure.
In these situations.
I hope they are.
But what if they're not?
Yeah.
And that's how you should treat every case. And, you know, there's going to be people who are like, well, resources and blah, blah, blah.
Make them have the resources.
Exactly. We should be giving them more resources. Like, we should be advocating. And a lot of these cases don't get solved because people don't advocate for them. And
right.
His family did a great job of advocating.
Absolutely.
For him and got the multiple autopsies and got second opinions.
And they still are advocating for
it. They really, as they should be.
Yes.
But I'm gonna go on a tangent.
Does this mean you want me to cut
in? If I keep going, yeah, I got it.
Okay. I do. Okay, this is my last bullet point.
Okay.
I just have a bunch of bullet points and then little mini ones under it. I don't know what I'm saying here, but mm-hmm. I said, I don't know what I think, honestly. I really don't. I don't know what I think. I don't think he died of an accident at all. But if there weren't so many... I already said this. Okay, never mind. Second one. I can understand how someone could die that way, like the way that they're saying. They could, like, positional asphyxia is a way of dying.
Mm-hmm. It is.
It's not super common with adults, but, like, it happens.
Mm-hmm.
So I get that, and the swelling and bruising isn't something I'm, like, stuck on, like, a lot of other people. Like, a lot of people I saw were, like, he wouldn't look like that, and I'm, like, I can see how he would, and I can understand that from a medical standpoint.
Mm-hmm.
Just that your body's got a lot of blood in you know?
Like, yeah, a lot.
And he was not at an angle, he was vertical.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that. There's nowhere else for it to go.
Feet to the sky.
Like, yes. Like, he... That makes sense to me,
upside
I'll just
down.
Say. Upside down. But the things I am stuck on that don't make sense are the different reports and different things. Like I said, why are the crime scene photos different from the police reports? Why is the imaging, the video surveillance camera, why is that? I mentioned it again. Why is it spotty? It shouldn't be spotty. People shouldn't just be showing up.
Mm-hmm. Is it spotty anywhere else?
Right, look at the fucking school.
Mm-hmm.
And it's all, and they might have, I don't know. But it's like, people don't just show up. It's not the fucking Sims. You don't just walk through doors.
You don't just spawn in.
And that's like what the fucking footage looks like.
You can track people through buildings that
and
have
you,
cameras. Like
when
this.
You have 40 cameras in the building and 4 in a gym, you should be able to see, there's 4 corners.
Mm-hmm.
Every inch, at least of the main part, should have been covered.
Yeah.
And allegedly they were, but apparently not. The shoes, we already talked about it, just shoes. The fact that there would have been no witnesses that came forward, don't like that. That doesn't make sense. He walked into a gym with people in it. Already said it.
Lots of people.
Yeah, and someone walked in behind him. Come on. And then this one, I don't know if we talked about too much, but the different injuries depending on who you ask. Like, the different autopsy, like that, the second autopsy did rule blunt force trauma. Why didn't anyone else see that bruise? Why didn't anyone else document that bruise?
Mm-hmm.
Again, someone's lying. I just don't know who.
Ooh.
That's the fucking case, isn't it?
That's the case.
Someone's lying. I don't know who, though.
And that's the case.
That's it. Who's fucking lying? Somebody. I don't... last one. He didn't fucking fit.
I don't think he fit. No.
He didn't fit.
I'm a more firm believer in leaning towards he was murdered and then rolled up into that.
That's
mat.
What I lean towards too.
That, but
I just don't know how.
I mean, I take that back. I don't know if there's a world where you could convince me where it was an accident. With the evidence that I have right now, even if none of this. You know, it is an entirely different case, same evidence. No.
The only way, I
don't think.
The only way, I could understand it being an accident is if two things happened. Mm-hmm. One, there was nobody else around at all.
Doors, middle of the night.
Doors closed.
He broke into the school or something.
Yes, that.
He's after school for way too long or something.
And he's stupid. If he's dumb, I get it.
And I don't think he is.
I don't. And no
I think that he has average intelligence.
I'd even go a little below average, and I still think you wouldn't dive headfirst into a concrete floor through a tube that doesn't... I keep saying tube. It's not a tube. A hole.
Yeah, I like it.
A hole that you don't fit in. No. I feel like you could even, like, you could try it out. You know? You could start and be like, oh, this doesn't work. And then come back out. If he was on top, he could be, like, on his knees, like, trying to get his head in there and his arms.
Yeah.
Come back up.
Yeah.
That's not what happened. Who, again, only way I can understand it is if he is dumb, and I know he's not.
If you've ever taken a physics class, doesn't make sense.
If you woke up this morning, it doesn't make sense.
If you have any understanding of gravity, it doesn't make sense.
And I feel like, I don't want this to drag on too much, but I feel like, If all that happened, if he did get stuck, there would be more evidence of it. Like the mat being tossed around, not being... Because he, dude, for his body to be stuck in a position where one arm out, one over his face, that's because there was nowhere else for his hands to go.
Yeah.
Like, oh my God, I'm done. Anyway.
No.
When I'm dying, this one I want to know. What happened? I want to find him.
Yep.
Find him. Finding Kendrick Johnson.
I want to ask him.
I want to know.
I would love Elisa Lam, Kendrick 100%. Johnson. 100%. Maura Murray.
Oh.
Chris Jenkins. Dead, Chris Jenkins. Brian Schaefer.
Oh.
Oh my goodness. We have a meet and greet.
A postmortem. Oh, a postmortem. A PM.
Oh man.
Yikes. Anyways, enjoy your evening or morning or workout or whatever the fuck you're doing when you're listening to us.
My boyfriend used to listen to this at work, so if you're listening to this at work, have a good rest. You're almost off.
You know, you got this.
I hope we made it better.
You know, I say, I don't know why we would, but, like, I listen to true crime podcasts all the time.
I used to listen to, like, all types of podcasts at work. I listen to Call Her Daddy at work.
Ooh. Hot take.
Yeah.
I don't like that podcast.
I don't listen to it that much either anymore, but I used to listen to it when it was, you know, not that problematic.
But if for some reason, what's her name, Alex? Mm-hmm. If you're listening, love you, girl. Mm-hmm. Thanks for supporting us.
Thanks, somehow.
Yeah, but none of this makes sense. If I can find any extra, like, articles or information, I'll put them in the description. Mm-hmm. Like, maybe to, like, the... Oh, I would say to the Facebook page of, like, Kendrick Johnson, like, finding mm-hmm. Kendrick Johnson. Mm-hmm. But the first, like, the cover photo are his autopsy photo. I'm like, ooh.
See, and also, respect people even after, respect people period, but respect people uh-huh. even after they pass. And a part of that respect is respecting their body, and I feel like it's yep. super disrespectful to his body and to his family for those pictures to be so public. It's one thing for them to be out there. It's another thing for them to be, like, a couple taps on Google away. Like,
his mother said that the day she saw his face... His autopsy photos online was the worst day of her life. Worst day. What? Her son died.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
There you go. Good night.
Good night.
Bedtime, Lou.
Good luck sleeping after this one.
Fucking A. This was horrible.
Oh, man.
Kendrick, I'm so, so sorry.
Yeah.
One day I hope we have answers and justice for you. Mm-hmm. And Kendrick's family. The Johnsons.
I hope they have justice. For you too. And I hope that they have found some sort of peace.
Never stop fighting.
Just for themselves. But exactly, never stop fighting for him. I mean, never stop advocating.
We said it in the last podcast. The only reason why anybody's, well, I said it. The only reason why anybody's here is because other people advocate for you. So
yeah, let's keep advocating for him. He didn't die from an accident. I'm exactly. sorry. He did it. That's the episode. That's the episode. That's
the case.
Goodbye.
Love you.
Oh, love you. Say bye. Goodbye.
Okay, bye.